Hey, greetings. This is Brother James, noparish.com, John 424 Radio. I'm inside a building working online today, so my sound might be a little different. I'm probably going to talk a little lower than I normally do. There's people around, but I'm not bothering them. Today, I want to talk about the National Day of Prayer. Is it biblical? Yeah, it's the National Day of Prayer today. We were out street preaching several years ago, and we ran across somebody. By the way, if you hear a bunch of noise or music in the background, that is the place I'm sitting in. That is not from us, so just so you know that. So we're out street preaching. We ran across some people that started talking about this national event. And as Bereans, Acts 17 Bereans, before we go uniting or joining in on a national day of prayer, we wanted to test it out to Scripture to see if it is of God. So while it's true that praying is a good thing, it's biblical, God calls us to it, what is it about prayer that pleases the Father? We're going to talk about that. The first problem with this National Day of Prayer is people always try to pull this Bible verse out of context to say it's about America and works for America when it truly is strictly in context about Israel. 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. That does not work for America. That was given to the favored nation of Israel by God. America is not a favored nation. It's not any different than any other nation in the world to God. He's not partial. He does have a apple's eye towards the apple of his eye is Israel, so he's watching out for them, looking them forward to them. He's going to return there at the second coming, but that's not America. And so that verse is taken out of context and used to say, oh, we got to do this National Day of Prayer. And that is absolutely a lie. So let me give you about, I think, 7 points why this is not a biblical God-honoring holiday. Number one, prayer is to be a private thing. Jesus said in Matthew 6, when thou prayest, thou shalt not be like the hypocrites, for they love to be stand praying in a synagogue and in the corners and the streets. Jesus tells us to pray in private. This is nothing but a big political publicity stunt of a bunch of false religious groups. We'll get to that. Number two, it's run by an unbiblical feminized Protestant woman, Ann Graham Lotz and Shirley Dobson. These are not biblical, holy, Titus 2, set apart women. Nope. If we read in Genesis, we see feminism played a part of Satan deceiving Eve. The whole world fell into sin. We still have it going on today with these false women leading so-called prayer events. 2 Corinthians 11:3, Paul says, I fear by less by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that's in Christ. They can't even see the biblical basics of holiness and obedience and covering their heads when they pray, yet they're doing a National Day of Prayer. Feminized women. It's shameful indeed. Number three, this organization is linked to all kinds of ecumenical, false, heretical, even occult, demonic people in their prayer events. In 2016, they had a Word of Faith man, an NAR man called Dutch Sheets involved. Yeah, that's how corrupt this is. Romans 16:17 says, now I mark you, brethren, now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to doctrine, which you have learned, and avoid them. So we're to avoid false teachers, not unite to them in prayer. And I need to say this. This is holy, set apart, obedient, born again by the gospel, blood-bought saints can have come out of the world and come out of churchianity that I'm talking to. If you're a Sunday churchgoer, you might fit right in here. That's your problem. You need to repent of that church system. Our website, don'tperish.com, helps you do that. Then you need to repent and come out of things like the National Day of Prayer. Number four, this corrupt event reeks of American patriotism, selfishness, and idolatry, looking to save America while they still live in their sin, idolatry, false ways that God hates. Yeah. Look at our teaching blog from don'tperish.com. We got lots of articles on patriotism. Number five, they've merchandised this to the point where they're selling all kinds of junk and things and pens and shirts and caps, all in the name of God. It's sinful. Jesus made a whip for that in John 2. They shouldn't be a part of selling the things of God. Number six, this event, I mentioned this, is ecumenical to the point of uniting with all kinds of other denominations and having false men in collars and priests and so-called reverends speaking at their meetings. It's really sinful to mix all of these things together with so-called God's truth, and it becomes a heretical, ecumenical, absolute sinful mess that God will spew out of his mouth. They even link to false places like God TV, which is a total heretical offering that God will reject. And number seven, America is a sinful nation refusing to leave its sin, its idolatry, its entertainment, its sexual perversion, its abortion, its materialism, its false churchianity, its political idolatry. Yeah, pride, vanity, full of plenty, full of pride, all these things. When John 9 says, God does not hear the prayers of sinners. Yet they're living in their sin, thinking they're going to have a national day of prayer and God's going to hear them. No, God will not be mocked, it tells us in Galatians. And it also says in Galatians 5:9, a little leaven, leaven the whole lump. So sin, unrepented sin, willful sin will damn your soul. It's not covered by the blood of Christ. Hebrews 10:26 and 27. Unless you're willing to repent and surrender and forsake all your sin and walk in all the ways of God in the New Testament covenant via Christ's blood, his death, burial, and resurrection, your prayers are worthless. The National Day of Prayer is nothing more than a stunt. It is nothing more than a political, ecumenical, false churchianity way of man. Let me leave you with this. 2 Corinthians 6. Wherefore come out from among them, be ye separate, saith the Lord. Touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord God Almighty. So we have to worship God in spirit and truth, John 4:24, not in practicing sin, not in doing stunts of National Day of Prayer, linking with all types of false groups, led by feminist, unbiblical women. God won't have any part of it. Repent. Come out of all those false ways. Repent and obey the gospel. Go to don'tperish.com. You can find the gospel link there. It will encourage you, edify you, then thousands of resources for free. Biblical truth, not part of churchianity, not part of the corrupt politics, certainly not part of the National Day of Prayer. Oh, we should pray for our country, and we should pray for our leaders. But it should not be linked to this heretical mess, feminism, false ways, lukewarmness, that makes a mockery of God's truth. You can click on the Unbiblical Teachers blog, excuse me, click on the teaching blog, and you'll find an article about the National Day of Prayer and lots of other resources to help you. Let us know how we can help you in the faith. Till next time, get on your knees, get on your face, humble yourself before this God. Oh, pray indeed in private, and you'll get your reward if your heart is right. Don't link to this publicity stunt that makes a mockery of our holy God. We love you all. Till next time, may God be praised.